with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting the Surgeon General calls on Congress to require social media warning labels.
In a Monday opinion piece for the New York Times, Dr. Vivek Murthy says that social media is a contributing factor in the mental health crisis among young people. Murthy says the use of just a warning label wouldn't make social media safe for young people, but would be a part of the steps needed. He says a Surgeon General's warning label, which requires congressional action, would regularly remind parents and adolescents that social media has not been proved safe. I'm Julie Walker.
Russian President Vladimir Putin will make a two-day visit to North Korea beginning tomorrow.
Putin's expected to meet North Korean leader Kim Jong-un for talks as they deepen their alignment in the face of separate, intensifying confrontations with Washington. It will be Putin's first trip to North Korea in 24 years. There are growing concerns about an arms arrangement in which Pyongyang provides Moscow with badly needed munitions to fuel Putin's war in Ukraine in exchange for economic assistance and technology transfers that would enhance the threat posed by Kim's nuclear weapons and missile program.
Correspondent Charles de Ledesma. Firefighters increased containment of a large wildfire in mountains north of Los Angeles after a weekend of explosive growth along Interstate 5. The Post fire is 8% surrounded Monday after scorching more than 24 square miles and forcing the evacuation of at least 1,200 people from a recreation area. The fire broke out as weather turned hot and windy in a region where grasses spawned by a rainy winter have long since dried out and are ready to burn. On Wall Street, the Dow by 188 points, the Nasdaq rose 168. This is SRN News. A new look at religious freedom in an unexpected place.
Everyone knows of the awful persecution being applied to Christians in places such as North Korea or Iran, but the Family Research Council's Center for Religious Liberty has been looking at violations of religious freedom in Western countries. The FRC's new report finds nearly 170 incidents carried out against Christians over just the last 3 years. They include fines for public prayer and pandemic church closures, and the U.S. tops the list. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Deadlines are coming up between now and July 5th in five states where advocates are trying to gather enough voters' signatures to put abortion-related questions on ballots in November's elections. Measures that would enshrine abortion in state constitutions are already on the ballot in four states, and officials in two more are checking whether the petitions submitted there are valid. Additionally, New York's attorney general is trying to get a question reinstated. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks rallied to more records as gains for technology companies keep pushing the market higher. The S&P 500 rose 0.8%, beating the all-time high it set on Thursday. The NASDAQ Composite climbed 1% to set a record of its own. The Dow added 0.5%, but remains below its all-time high. Broadcom piled more into its strong gains from last week and helped lift the market along with other technology companies. The Dow was up 185 points to 38,778. The NASDAQ gained 168 points to 17,857. The S&P added 41 to 5,473. New York oil rose $1.88 to $80.33 per barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.